Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 23rd. Today's devotion is entitled, A Warning Against Leadership Passivity. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 39. And I was gentle today, though anointed king. These men, the sons of Zeruiah, are more severe than I. The Lord repay the evildoer according to his wickedness. The author of 2 Samuel recorded David's response after Joab murdered Abner. David had sought peace and reconciliation with Abner to reunite the kingdom. Yet Joab, driven by revenge and possibly political ambition, acted independently and killed him. David publicly condemned Joab's actions and declared himself innocent of the bloodshed. However, David also confessed a troubling reality. These men, the sons of Zeruiah, are more severe than I. Though David had been anointed king and possessed God-given authority, he felt unable or unwilling to restrain Joab and his brothers. David's words reveal more than frustration, they expose a weakness that appeared repeatedly in his leadership. Like the prophet Eli, who failed to restrain his sons, and later David with some of his own children, David often struggled to confront and correct those closest to him. Joab's growing influence did not happen merely because Joab was forceful. It also happened because of David's leadership passivity with those closest to him. Scripture repeatedly warns that leaders are accountable not only for what they do, but also for what they fail to do. We often think leadership failure comes through harshness, pride, or abuse of authority. Yet the Bible also warns against the danger of silence and inaction. We may avoid hard conversations because we fear conflict, want approval, or hope problems will fix themselves. Parents can hesitate to correct their children. Pastors can delay confronting sin. Leaders can shrink back from responsibilities only they are called to carry. Loving people does not mean avoiding correction. True leadership requires courage, action, and responsibility. We must remember that passivity often creates a vacuum where stronger voices take control. David's words remind us that failing to lead can become leadership itself. Let's pray. Dear Father, give us wisdom and courage to lead faithfully in the places you have entrusted to us. Forgive us for moments when fear, comfort, or hesitation caused us to avoid responsibilities you called us to carry. Help us speak truth in love, correct with grace, and act with conviction. Teach us to lead with humility and courage rather than passivity. In Jesus' name, amen.